Hi folks, welcome back here with another weekly video with Back to Divinity. So I am recording this video on my birthday, Gemini Stellium over here. Super excited to be in Gemini season. The new moon in Gemini just passed. If you want to know about that, check out last week's video. But today we're going to be talking about Jupiter in Cancer. So on June 9th, 2025, Jupiter will be exiting Gemini and going into the sign of Cancer. Cancer placements, this is your time, especially Cancer rising. Jupiter will be in your first house, and there could be a lot of energy around expansion of your sense of self and identity, and therefore how you are perceived by others. So let's just dive in a little bit more. Jupiter is ruled by Sagittarius. Jupiter is a huge planet, right? So not only does it truly like represent expansion in that way, but with Sagittarius energy, there's this energy around growth, higher wisdom, higher learning, higher education, foreign travel, abundance, and things of that sort. So there could be many themes right now in those areas that are being highlighted where you are gaining abundance through Cancer themes or in relation to Cancer themes. So let's talk about Cancer energy. Cancer is connected to that of the moon. Cancer in the tarot deck is that of the Empress card, right? And the moon in its own ways, similar to Pisces. Also that of the Chariot, moving forward and going in a direction. So with Jupiter in Cancer, there could be this energy around movement, right? Movement in a way where it feels sort of charged. So you can see with Jupiter energy in Sagittarius, right? When you see the Sagittarius symbol, you see the bow going into the cross. And there's this energy right around action and letting it go, kind of like a takeoff energy. And so with that takeoff energy, there's a sense of learning more or putting certain lessons that you learned to practice in relation to Cancer themes. With Cancer energy, there's family, there's home life, there's household energy. Those are really big themes that are in connection to Cancer that you could be seeing sort of expansion and growth in, whether that's literally moving. Again, with movement energy, you could be moving at this time, changing foundations in terms of your home life, but also just family, right? Something within the family foundations, especially in connection to emotion, could be shifting, right? On an emotional level, there could be some sort of shifts that are happening in relation to your family relationships, right? And just generally your household, right? And your home life, right? Those types of things could be under some sort of expansion, abundance, and prosperity at this time. If you are literally building a home, like literally and figuratively, whether that's, right, expansion through family, like adding to your family, or whether that's expansion in terms of your property, right, and your home. So you could either be building a home and seeing, you know, rewards of that through this Jupiter and Cancer transit, or you could literally be adding to the family during this Jupiter and Cancer transit. So there's a lot of, I want to say, baby boom energy with that of Jupiter and Cancer, especially if you have a lot of Cancer placements. This could be super highlighted for you, either those around you or you yourself. Another thing with that is opportunities to travel, right? And so again, with Jupiter energy, there's this foreign travel, foreign energy, right? Going abroad and things of that sort. But with Cancer, the sense of home, it could be that your sense and idea of home is shifting, right? You're finding home in other places that are foreign or new for you, right? It could be that any travel experiences you have in this time really gets you to tap into the sense of home and how it really is wherever you are, right? Building that safety and security in other places that maybe otherwise didn't feel like that at first, or you didn't feel comfortable going into those places. But with Jupiter in Cancer, you could be trying to expand your comfort zone a little bit and sort of branch out, because Cancer is represented by the crab, right? Cancer energy is very much emotional and very internal, but will sort of become even more in its shell when it doesn't feel safe and when it doesn't feel secure or stable. And so with Jupiter in Cancer, Jupiter is sort of asking for expansion and growth, and Cancers, you know, love to stay in their comfort. And so that could be in battle with one another at this time. And you could feel yourself wanting to step out of your comfort zone a little bit more, but still fearing certain things in that process. And that is okay, right? That is what Jupiter in Cancer is pushing you to do. It's making sure that you are tying your emotional, you know, sense of self and regulation and intelligence with that of the moves that you're making, right? And the expansion in which you're trying to go towards. So that way you are feeling emotionally ready for the things in which you are trying to do or call in or already in the process of undergoing, right? So again, with emotional foundations being a heavy, heavy Cancer theme, there could be, you know, relationships that are under the scope, right? Especially those that are really close to you and feel like almost a sense of family. You could be either adding to your sense of family, as in like literally meeting friends that become family at this time, meeting people, whether that's through your workplace, whatever it is, that just become a sense of family at this time, and building those emotional foundations with those people around you, right? You could be strengthening the bonds that already exist that you already view as family, right? Another thing with Cancer energy, right, being connected to the Empress and the Moon, It's this very nurturer-like energy, this very caregiver energy, right? Empress is the mother, right? The mother energy is highlighted at this time. So relationships with your mother could be under the scope at this time. In whatever ways that is for you, it's going to be specific to what's going on in your chart. But generally speaking, with Sagittarius energy, there could be certain lessons and higher wisdom that is coming at this time that could be either playing out so conversations can be had, or rather this energy around expansion and seeing rewards of conversations that were probably had during Jupiter and Gemini. So again, at this time, you could be seeing some of those results, building those strong units and building stronger foundations with those who you consider your caregivers, your nurturers. And hence, if you are the caregiver or the nurturer in this story, building a better foundation in terms of being the best nurturer that you can be with balance for those that you are caregiving for. In addition, your sense of safety and security can be shifting at this time and growing, right? Whether that's literally, you know, whatever you attribute to your sense of safety and security, whatever affects your emotional foundations are going to be extremely highlighted at this time, asking for some sort of, again, growth, expansion, and higher learning. And so with Jupiter, even though it is this very lucky and abundant and prosperous energy, right, it still works with the laws of the universe in which they are not going to grant you this abundance if you are not sure what you're going to be doing with it, right? Or if you don't believe that that can be something that is possible for you. So at this time, definitely work on your emotional foundations and connections to your ideas around abundance, prosperity, and what that can look like and mean for you, right? What is your ideal sense of home? What is your ideal family unit look like, right? What does your ideal household look like right now? Whatever roommates you have, whatever it is that you're sharing your space with on a day-to-day, what does your ideal sense of, you know, safety feel like in that space, in that environment? You know, are you in a space, literally, whether that's a household or a city or a state or whatever, where you're not feeling safe and secure or emotionally at your best or regulated, right? You could be at this time being sort of pushed out of your comfort zone to go into the places in which you are meant to be next in your life, right? That's going to bring, you know, further expansion and further growth in terms of your sense of self, your emotional foundation, and therefore calling in external growth as well and external rewards as well, right? Basically, your external is mimicking your internal. And so again, whatever travel you could be going through at this time could be very, very pivotal for you and can feel very emotionally charged in a way that is super helpful and can be a learning experience. Another thing is that your household income, whatever that looks like within your family unit, can either be growing or you can be making larger investments at this time when it comes to anything property, home, family related, right? And so again, as I said, with mother energy, there's a lot of fertile energy in the air. So be wary of that if that's not something that you want at this time in your life. But generally, you could be called to step into caregiver roles, right? So even if that means, you know, feeling called to work in education or work with children and it comes to their emotional foundations, or working with a supporting, you know, women who are already pregnant, or working on supporting mothers in their journey, or working with youth and family units generally at this time could in some way, shape, or form be highlighted for you, whether that's being called upon in your family unit, right? Or whether that's being called upon in terms of your own journey with your career and with your day-to-day life. And so whatever that looks like for you, whether that's call for volunteer opportunities, whatever it is, that sense of home and safety and security is going to be highlighting whether you are emotionally in check and whether in that way you're taking care of yourself enough to be able to take care of others, right? So all of those themes are going to be highlighted. I definitely said a lot. I'm very excited for this Jupiter and Cancer transit. You know, with Jupiter and Gemini, there was a lot of expansion in areas around, you know, communication with family units in terms of childhood units, and how that's impacting you now, and just generally our sense of how we are communicating with those people who provide us that sense of nostalgia, who played a role in those earlier years of life, and how that's impacting us now. So all in all, very excited for this transit. If you do want to learn about what this Jupiter Cancer transit is doing for you particularly, definitely book a reading. The link is in my bio on all social media platforms. The link tree also can take you to the website, where you can see where to book your reading, right? But thank you so much for listening. Please share with others who are probably interested at this time, and have a good one, everyone. Bye.